So prepare your body for meditation. Shoulders back and down. Crown of the head reaching up. While the seat bones are resting into the earth. Allow your seated posture to be firm but not rigid. The tip of the tongue behind the upper teeth at the palate, resting. The hands in the lap or gently on the knees. Be aware of your body in the sitting posture. And remind yourself of your intention for the day. You may tell yourself mentally, don't rush. Just be here. It's okay to rest. Allow the body to begin to breathe slowly and deeply. In your mind, you might say, slow and steady. Rest your mind's attention on the breath. I'm going to do a short visualization. Imagine you have a photo of yourself painted on a thick, stiff piece of cardboard. Imagine that the photo was not just of your face or even of your whole body, but represented a multidimensional image of your whole being, including all parts of your personality. Suppose you fed that board through a laser cutting die and made it into a jigsaw puzzle. So picture this jigsaw puzzle of yourself with all the pieces of your personality. So spread all of those 1,000 pieces of yourself over a table. And imagine starting to assemble the puzzle back together. Maybe you start with obvious pieces of the body, limbs, hair, face. But what do you do with pieces like shame or fear or anger, contention? Picture yourself keeping those pieces off to the side. Pieces you don't like, parts of your history you don't want. Without those pieces, you don't have a complete picture of yourself. Notice the gaps and holes in your puzzle, in your mind, pieces that you have been keeping away for a long time, your sexuality, your culture, ethnicity, or pieces that you have included, perhaps your sexuality, culture, or ethnicity. Only you know the pieces you've been keeping, hiding away. What would it be like to put them into the puzzle, including all the pieces of your past, even your ancestors' past, parts of your body that aren't functioning that you dislike, illness or injury that you have been avoiding taking care of? Bring all of those pieces onto the table, back into the image of yourself. And as we do this, notice your own body's response. Is there relief or is there anxiety? What does it feel like to welcome in all pieces of yourself? Welcome and honor to the table. So now I'd like to invite those of you who wish to do it to bring your hand to your heart. You don't have to. Just simply stay in a meditative position. And think of that whole puzzle, all of those pieces you've been avoiding or hiding. Bring it back into you. And here we begin our loving kindness practice. So mentally repeat after me in your mind, say, may I be free from fear and anxiety. May I be safe. May I be at ease. And may I be happy at heart. May I be free from fear and anxiety. May I be safe. May I be at ease. And may I be happy at heart. May I be free from fear and anxiety. May I be safe. May I be at ease. And may I be happy at heart. Just feel these words in the body. Say them a few more times to yourself, feeling the words radiating in the body. And now bring to mind someone you're close with, a family friend, a spouse, a lover, an animal. Bring that person or animal to mind. And offer them the same prayer of loving kindness. May you be free from fear and anxiety. May you be safe. May you be at ease. And may you be happy at heart. So continue this in your mind two more rounds, thinking about that person you're close to or the animal. The mind wanders, gently guide it back to the prayers of loving kindness. No problem. And now bring to mind somebody or a group of people that you don't know well but see, perhaps in the community, at your work. Someone who might need this prayer of loving kindness from a stranger. So picture a person or animal or group of people you don't really know, but wish to extend this prayer of loving kindness to. And may you or they be free from fear and anxiety. And start that again in your mind. And now bring to mind someone you're having difficulty with, someone who challenges you, someone you're in a struggle with. It might help to imagine them sad or suffering or crying even in their own pain. And may you be free from fear and anxiety. May you be safe. May you be at ease. And may you be happy at heart. So continue this practice for them in your mind two more times. You might even picture yourself with your hand on their shoulder, with their head down, wishing them well. Bring your hand down now and radiate from the whole being, your whole body, and bring to mind all beings on the planet, all animals, trees, rivers, lakes, polluted streams and burning forests. Think of the planet and all who live on it. May all beings be free from fear and anxiety. May all beings be safe. May all beings be at ease. And may all beings be happy at heart. So radiate this feeling, this presence of love within you, outward to all beings, two more times in your mind and your heart. Rest in your own radiant, loving awareness. Allow this presence to radiate in front of you. Radiate behind you. Radiate on the right side of you. And radiate on the left side of you. Allow this loving presence to radiate above you. And beneath you. Allow this radiant presence of love to expand equally in all directions.